You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy.
You know who I am? In the field of live entertainment, I'm a god!
I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad!
Let me tell you something, you low-life, lying, four-flushing sack of shit.
I will tell you, this is going to be something special.
It is.
It's a show about nothing.
Hell, I like you.
What is this? Ponderous, man.
Ponderous. That's what it is. John and Gordy in the morning. This is WMDX 92.7 and also on your Civic Media app. Check it out there. Mm-hmm. Send us a text that way or a voice note. We'd love to hear your voice on the air. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you think and say something really nice about us, and we'll play it over and over forever.
And you can call us at 608-879-8255. Weather for today, looking cloudy this morning, some scattered showers, maybe even a pop-up thunderstorm, and then it's just going to heat up all day long. Yeah. Heat advisory in place will hit 90 degrees. It's going to feel even hotter than that. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Not sure what others are saying because of loud background noise, like on windy days or noisy family situations. Well, call Jim or Sarah at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 608-249-4077. They've helped John out. They've helped me out. And they can help you, too. They can do all of that. And they help people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Call them at 608-249-4077 or go to their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
They're not just hearing aids anymore. Yeah, they're
right.
tech devices
they're
that allow you to do a lot of things. And they're AI as well, which means that it can control every move that you make.
Well, they're not there yet.
Okay.
But they give you an app that you have on your phone, and you can adjust your hearing aids.
You can adjust everything there.
You know, by your phone,
depending
on what situation you're in.
And you can find it. If one falls off, you can always find it.
Yes.
I got to say that I ran across a video this morning getting ready for work, and it was a Fantastic Four video, and it had every spoiler you could think of in this thing.
So oh, really?
I know everything about that movie now. See, I need hints. I need some storyline so I can go in and understand the plot.
Is that
I'm a little slower when I see movies. I see them the second time and I say, oh man, that is a good movie.
Oh, okay.
But the first time, it just kind of flows past me.
Mm-hmm. Is the Fantastic Four coming out soon?
It's out.
It's out.
It's
okay.
out. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I would have gone on a Tuesday, but we're going to the ball game. By the way, it's a
Brewer.
This is a big game.
See, I told you guys this like 6 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
I said we got to get tickets to this series.
I don't follow baseball, but boy, this is a neck and neck series at this point with the Cubs.
Yes, it is.
Gordy's going to start fighting fans, and it's going to be a whole thing, you know, because we're at the Brewers game. You know?
But I'm going to have all my Cubs gear on, and John's wife Ann will be dressed in her Cubs uniform.
I'll have my Brewers T-shirt on.
Yes,
special T-shirt that I went out to Marshall's to get.
Yes, and we'll be taking our winner there, or we'll be meeting our winner there, I should say.
That's where I go sometimes.
You go to Marshall's.
I told Dom to go out there and, you know, check out
get
Marshall's.
Some gear.
They got some really nice Brewer T-shirts. Hey, I got the story about Elon's new diner. We have a picture of it. Are you going to post this?
I'm going to put it right here on the Facebook now live.
Oh, Doug sent it.
It's a gorgeous
Tesla diner. It looks like a great big UFO landed in a parking lot.
Yes. I mean,
look at that. If you go on the Facebook, 92.7 WMDX Facebook, or our YouTube, John and Gordy in the Morning, Yeah. You'll see this picture right here. It looks like a Disney diner or something. I don't even know what it looks like.
It looks like a flying saucer. Yeah.
Yeah.
It landed right there, 80 charging stations, or 88, I can't remember which, and 66-foot TV screens on each of the two floors.
Yes. 60?
Yes. Now, the food, they say, oh, it's very expensive there. I don't think so.
Really?
They're normal prices, really. But what they did was these protesters went out there, those stick figures you see sometimes in front of dealerships, right?
Oh, sure.
They're gas-fed or air-fed,
yes.
Right? And they're just dangling up there.
Yeah.
Well, they've got similar items like that of Elon standing there. But in this case, his arm goes up into the Nazi salute.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Oh,
no.
So the protesters put the
put these inflatable figures out in front, doing the Nazi salute.
Nice.
I don't know how they got them to do that, but it's
what are these things? I know you can't see this on the radio, but what are those things that are on top of the roof there? Those little oval things.
Oh, it's probably for shade. They're probably seating up there.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Look like satellite dishes or something.
All right.
Hey, okay.
So
what's the story?
That is the story. That is the story. They put these inflatable things up there that salute, give the Nazi salute. And they've got, I think, two or three of them there. Anyway.
Elon's not
happy. The protests continue. if he just left Tesla, right? If he just leave them alone so people can buy their cars. Okay. I have nothing against Tesla. Fantastic car.
Yeah.
It's just the wrong person heads up Tesla. Get rid of this guy.
Huh.
Oh, man. Okay. Just, vote him out. All right.
He's the CEO. How do you?
The
board of directors.
Yeah, the board of directors can say,
well, they're not going to
take a walk. They should do it.
They should, but
they're getting killed. All right. This is somebody I thought had it all together. Okay. I don't like him at all. This is Russell Vogt.
Oh.
He's the guy.
2025.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He's the guy who put together Project 2025. And he is the White House budget director. He's making all the money decisions, all the cuts that you're hearing about. It's him. And I thought he was kind of a smart guy. But in this interview, when you listen to him, he is one of the dumbest nut jobs in the administration. All he sees
that's saying something.
Is DEI and woke. That's all he sees. And those are the factors that he's making all these decisions on. If it has to do with weather.
Yeah.
Can't do that because that's climate change.
He's eliminating
everything that has to do with weather. What is wrong with this guy, right? And then he brings up DEI of all things. Well, you're going to have to listen to this cut. You'll understand that this guy is not that smart. He has this basic outline of saying, I'm getting rid of everything that's climate change and DEI. And here he is. This is him in an interview. Listen.
That's some medical research funding that the White House is withholding right now from the National Institutes of Health. 14 Republican senators say you're risking, quote, undermining critical research and, quote, could threaten Americans' ability to access better treatments. Will you allow that funding to go through at the NIH?
We're going through the same programmatic review of the NIH that we did on the education funding. So NIH is a program that if they were a company that went through the last pandemic, their stock prices would be in shambles. I mean, they fundamentally mismanaged and in some respects caused the pandemic by their own research for gain of function research. Now,
gain of function still.
Now you have waste, fraud, and abuse of funding, injecting dogs with cocaine and studying the impacts of it.
What?
Giving money to Harvard to study lizards being blown off of branches by leaf blowers. Every step of the way, you have fundamental DEI across the board. There's literally an entire institute that does nothing more than DEI research at NIH.
You think that's what the Republican senators want funding for?
What I'm suggesting is that we have fully funded all important research through our budget proposal. We will continue to make sure that funding goes out, but we're going to do everything we can to make sure the NIH is not weaponized and wasteful against the American people.
All right, so you can tell that this guy is not using his head. He's just seeing DEI and climate change. The problem I have is with the interviewers. Please, will somebody ask him in detail, what is DEI about some of the things he's talking about, some of the research that's being done?
They just let it go by.
What does that have to do with DEI? Please explain what DEI programs you're talking about. Give us an idea. And he's not doing it. No one is asking that question because it doesn't make any sense. DEI doesn't make any sense. It has never made any sense. I don't know what diversity, equity, and inclusion has to do with any of these research fundings. Right. I don't know what that has to do with anything. If it helps a minority group of some sort, they get rid of it. This is supporting systemic racism in this society, and they're getting away with it because the press is not asking the simple question, and that is, what is DEI about what you're talking about? Just explain it to us. All right.
Well, it's frustrating because, you know, they control the press now. I mean, who's in the circle? Who's at the press conferences? Yeah. You know, who's going to ask the? And if somebody gets out of line, they're not invited to the next press conference. They're just
exactly,
you know,
exactly. Well, let's go to the phones. We got Mark on the line. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, it's hard to top the stupidity there. That you know that as I said before, I've been reading Ruth Ben-Gad's book Strong Men, and what we're seeing today. I mean, the control of the media.
Yeah.
I mean, limiting the media, you know, cutting off media sources, it just is what fascists do. Pure and simple, it is what fascists do, and we need to call this out each and every opportunity we get. I mean, and for the whole censorship thing, I mean, what Berlusconi just did that, you know, a couple of decades ago in Italy because he owned a lot of the media, and now Trump controls the media. You just, the FCC, well, we're going to pull your license if you don't, you know, conform with what we say. I think the South Park video that they did should be widely distributed for free to let the people see this stuff.
Yeah.
And it is just beyond me. I mean, we've got Ann Coulter out there saying, well, we didn't slaughter enough of the Native Americans when we took over. I go, well, I mean, would the counterpoint for that be, well, that the Union should have actually executed the entire Confederate government at the end of the Civil War and performed a decimation on those troops that found one in every 10 like the Romans would have done. You know, at the end of the Civil War, like, which is typically what would have happened at the end of a Civil War when somebody rebelled against, you know, the national government. The Union chose not to do that, and these people are still fighting. You know, they're once again fighting the cause of the South.
I know.
The aristocracy of the South, the racism of the South, and it is just...
Well, Mark, you can hear that Russell Vogt is still fighting the COVID fight. You know, he's talking about gain of function. We don't know how the COVID-19 started. We don't know where that came from exactly. They have their own theories, and they blame gain of function, but it he's fighting that fight. And by the way, he complained about the mismanagement of the COVID vaccine or dealing with COVID, basically, but it all started under Trump, and he instituted all these bans, all these people staying home from work. He started it. So, you know, it's a distraction, obviously, but Russell Vogt is not a smart man.
Well, you use the word like game of function out there, and then that makes you sound smart.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Mark, thank you for that call. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy for a Monday morning right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
What's new with the weather? What's new? What's with the temperature now? What's the high?
What's the low?
Wow. WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy singing along to an old, old jingle.
It is 7:23. Boy, we had some showers a little earlier this morning. Looks like the sun is trying to peek through, but it's going to be hot and steamy today. There's a heat advisory. And here to tell us more is our WMDX chief meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist. How you doing, Brittany?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sweaty. How are you?
Well,
hot and sweaty.
We're near that. We're near that right now. We have a fan blowing on, so the tornado is in the studio. But you look like you have a suntan there.
And it looks kind of humid. You've got the hair up in a, I don't know how to describe
it's
it.
Curly. It's curly. It's humid
curly,
weather.
Frizzy. Ponytail vibe.
Frizzy.
Yeah. I have no choice but to rock that. My hair is naturally just a big curl poof ball, and it's going back to its natural state. So,
well,
here we are.
You were roughing it at in Las Vegas up there for the air show. How'd that turn out? Did somebody win?
Sweaty. I think I'm going to give it up to Mother Nature. I think Mother Nature won. I did tap out a little early. I was planning to stay all the way through Sunday. Yeah. I left on Saturday early. Okay. Early Saturday. Right.
Now, did you get to go up in any planes while you were there? Did you do any stunts or anything? Any wing walking? Or?
No, I didn't this year, unfortunately. Yeah. Okay. I stayed on the ground. I kept it safe. I kept it chill. You know, it was really hard with all the heat to actually keep up with everything and, you know, work and eat and sleep because you're up. The second the sun comes up, you're up. It's too hot.
Yep.
So
it got hard to sleep in this kind of weather anyway. So,
all right. So
what do we got? What do we have coming up here in the Madison area?
Well, still a hot, sweltering one today. Highs in those low 90s, feeling like 100 again. It will be partly sunny throughout the day, and then a small chance of some storms late tonight, like overnight, pretty much like 2, 3 a.m. Some of those could roll through, some gusty winds, hail as possible. But by tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny, a little bit cooler, upper 80s. Spotty showers or storms are possible in the afternoon, but then after that, by Wednesday, nice and cool and comfortable, highs in the upper 70s, high pressure, happy high pressure settles in. That's what I call them.
Stop it.
Smiling.
Stop it. I can't wait. I can't wait.
I know.
We need a little relief.
I wish this was last week, because upper 70s for the rest of the week. Just fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's excellent. You know, I bought two slabs of ribs yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I can't wait to get them out on the smoker.
Oh, boy.
What day? We're coming over.
Yeah. Yeah. Let us know. Okay.
Yes.
Brittany, thank you very much. We will check in with you again tomorrow.
That's right. Stay cool, guys.
All right.
All right. We'll try
Chief Meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Okay. Got a couple of phone calls here.
Oh, we do.
I think we have time to sneak in.
Let's go to Charles. Charles in Milwaukee. Welcome.
Hey.
Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. I was wondering if I could just go back to the whole Israel and Palestinian thing?
Yes, yes.
So my question is, so you know, before the orange blob won the 2024 election, it was all type of protest about Kamala Harris and, oh, we can't support her, Rashida Tlaib, oh, I can't put my support behind her, because I see no more protest. I hear nobody talking about, where should Rashida Tlaib talking about, oh, what? There every week you're hearing about people starving and dying over there, but you see no protest or anything anymore, which makes me wonder if the protests were being started by the right wing. You know, they always like to gin up stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, the caravans. And then after the Republican win, oh, you hear no more about the caravans. It just baffles me that where are all of the protests of the people against what Bibi Netanyahu is doing.
That's a really good point. We haven't heard anybody speak out against what's going on. I mean, it's very clear what's going on right now. Before, you know, they called into question what was happening. There wasn't a lot of clear reporting. We have video. We got a lot of people reporting about it. Now it's out there. It has happened, and no one's saying anything. I think you got a really great point.
Yeah, Charles, I know there were a couple of protests last week in Madison, but there were smaller protests just on street corners and, you know, maybe 20, 30 people. I think those are kind of popping up here and there, but no organized, you know, national protests.
And
or
I think Trump has managed to tap down protests on campuses.
Yeah.
I think that's come to an end.
I think so, too.
But Rashida Tlaib, I saw her speaking. So I can't put my foot behind. Yeah. Where is she at? Where are the people in Michigan? Palestinians for I'm baffled.
Yeah. I am too.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Very good point, Charles. Thank you.
Charles, thanks
for the call.
For your call.
All right, let's move on to Dick. What do you got for us today, Dick?
Got about a minute here, Dick. Thank you.
How spot on was that last call?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievably. Mm-hmm. And then now all of a sudden this outrage from Mega about he's not doing what he promised to do. Yep. Where have you been since 2017?
Right.
Let's see. What didn't he do his first term?
Yeah.
Nothing he promised. Same thing now. And now all of a sudden there's this outrage over it's crazy.
It is.
And if he didn't control the media, there would be maybe some accountability, but there isn't. Then he goes off on his little golf venture this weekend. Wasn't that nice?
Wow.
He got a great reception, though. You see some of the signage?
Yes. Yes.
It was great.
Right. Words we can't use. Yes.
I like the one. I don't deserve a larger court, a cardboard for my sign. You know, I don't exactly know what the point of that was, but it was, and then they dropped the ball.
Mm.
The caddy dropped the ball for Trump.
Oh, I missed that.
Saw that 1,000 times.
Okay. Dick, thank you for that call.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
All good points. Thank you.
7:29, we'll check in with the Food and Farm Report next and be back with more of John and Gordy on a Monday morning, 92.7 WMDX.
Sing along.
Get up off of that
get
thing.
Going.
And dance to you. You
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy sitting around in the morning just chit-chatting.
Mm-hmm.
Broadcasting from the capital city, Madison.
It's looking beautiful over State Street. Starting to see a little bit of sunshine trying to peek through the cloud cover. A few scattered showers this morning, but those are moving out. And then the heat is going to be on today. We have a heat advisory. Temperatures topping out near 90 this afternoon. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things remain constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, 2 Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com. Check out their lifetime comfort guarantee. John, there was a story here that we got that the church key, you remember the church key? It's closing down.
That's unbelievable.
They've announced it. That's church key bar and grill, of course, a staple of off-campus student drinking for decades. They've announced on Instagram that it's going to close down. It's that building is 110 years old.
And they gave no reason.
No.
It's very odd, strange.
You know, it was a chapel, obviously, but it was also a funeral home before becoming a bar a half century ago. And it's one of the Madison institutions of drinking.
Boy, no kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a place to go. And when I was at WIBA-FM, opened a lot of concerts there.
Yes.
One of the best I saw there was Jerry Jeff Walker.
Oh, man, he
passed
great.
Away already. But,
yeah.
But boy, what a great show and what a great showman and great voice, incredible voice. My wife really loves his voice.
Well,
see, and I'm working on it. You know, I think I can sound pretty much like Jerry Jeff someday.
How are you doing on those banjo lessons? How's that coming along?
Working on that too, my friend.
But it's sad to hear the church key is going to close
know,
down.
It's hard to believe. I mean, that is like always crowded. What's going on?
Could it be because it was so old? Would you say 110 years old?
No, that place has been rebuilt, and rebuilt again.
Yeah, they've remodeled it and restored it a number of times.
But, all right.
That's too bad.
Well, let's get to a topic we talked about earlier, the drug prices. Trump has a deal with the EU that still has to be approved by each and every EU country, or else it ain't going through. A 15% tariff on everything coming from Europe to the U.S. We're very happy to pay that 15% tariff. I don't know why we should be glad.
Yeah.
But the drug plan is along with that. Now, the drug plan is a stupid plan, and that is to raise the prices of all the people in Europe, and so we can bring down our prices just a little bit, so there's equilibrium. So we all pay a lot of money, and so the big pharma doesn't lose any cash on this deal, right?
Yeah,
and this
wonderful.
Is just so stupid, and we're celebrating this. All right, anyway, Daily Show dealt with this. Josh Johnson hosted, and he had this on drug prices.
Okay.
Look, Trump actually does have a plan here. It's not to put a cap on the drug prices. That'd be too easy and simple.
We're working very hard right now to get the other countries to lift up their prices a little bit and to get the drug companies to put it to them. And if they don't, the drug companies will have a lot of problems, and they are mostly agreed to it. And if the countries don't, then as an example, if it's Europe, I'll say, that's okay. You're no longer allowed to sell cars in America. You're no longer allowed to have Mercedes, BMW, Volkswagen, or any of the other many cars. And they will say, oh, I love the idea of lower drug prices for America.
What?
So the plan, just so I have it right, is to lower drug prices here by forcing Europe to raise drug prices over there, or they can't sell us their cars, reducing our choices as consumers and making cars in general more expensive for everybody. And I know it's very confusing, but I've seen this before. This is crackhead logic, all right?
Yeah, that's it. That's what it is.
A crackhead can never go from A to B, all right? When I was a kid, I'd see a dude who needed $15, but instead of asking for money, he would try to sell you a tire, which of course he didn't have, but he did have a bike chain. And if you would buy that bike chain from him for $12, he would put that towards the tire and then one day, eventually, buy crack. And my point is, that's a better drug plan than what Donald Trump is doing.
That's good. It's from the Daily Show.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of happy. I have a victory here. I finally played a Daily Show card.
There's so many
you've
in
stored
here.
Those up.
Yeah. I store them up. They're so long sometimes that we always run out of time to play this stuff. I have time for this. This is this.
We got a text here.
Oh, we do.
We were talking about the church key closing down. Robert from McFarland says, I used to bounce at the church key.
Yeah.
Surprised it's still open by how slow it always was. Well, that's okay. After Brothers closed, the drinking population on University Avenue died.
Yeah, and Brothers was on the corner. They tore that building down, right?
Yeah. Where was Headliner? Wasn't Headliners right over there?
That was Headliners.
That was Headliners. Yeah. Okay.
Yep, Church Key Headliners.
Okay, yeah.
Well, they were in the same building.
The same
Church
building.
Key on one side.
Right next to
Headliners on the other side.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Anyway, so... We don't. They haven't announced a date that it's closing yet. So.
No, but I want to know the reason why. We never know the reason
why. They never tell you.
Shortstack closed.
Why
we never found out the reason why.
They didn't really say why, but they went to they moved to Florida, I think.
And my summation on that was, I think the lease went a little higher than they could stand at that
Maybe.
Point. And that's why a lot of businesses do leave.
Although they've been there for a long time. Maybe they're just tired of, making pancakes. Time to retire, I mean, after a while.
Wow, you make it sound really boring. Well, they're making pancakes. There's more to it than just making pancakes, my friend.
Okay, but they had a big menu, yes. Hey, look who's on the line.
Oh, it's CJ.
CJ?
CJ, I'm sure that you are probably not very happy with paying 15% from all products coming from Europe at this point, right? Thanks for calling and telling us what you think.
Yeah. What's on your mind, CJ? He sounds like he's in a good mood.
Yeah.
CJ, what do you got?
I am. As this president number 47 is going around the world making deals, solving wars.
He hasn't solved a war. Where has he solved that war?
He's not happy with Putin. Yeah. I thought that was going to be
He got suckered in by Putin's bedside manner, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you know, you guys are probably old enough for the, do you remember the Stone Hearth?
Oh, yes.
The Stone Hearth.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That was on Regent, right?
Park Street.
Oh, right. Park Street. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Viaduct. Forgot about that place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a fun spot.
And certainly the Shuffle Inn.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I played records at the Shuffle Inn.
A lot of good places. Yeah. Bogies is coming.
Bogies.
Yes.
Was that the one out by Hilldale? What was that?
Bogies. Yeah.
Yeah. Bogies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a big place. You made the club scene here. We didn't have any bar fights.
We probably ran into each other.
We probably did. No, Bogies was a great place. They had terrific bands there. The Obros.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were the days.
We lost so many of the bars and so many of the groups disappeared at this point.
Yeah.
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 But still, it's still a lively area. We have Rock Around to always promote those areas. So we do have a lot of new bars that have cropped up to take their place.
Yeah, but I miss the dance clubs.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there's not many dance clubs anymore.
Other than the Cardinal.
Yeah,
that's...
You guys, I just wanted to cheer you up this morning. You're already talking about the 15%.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be able to sell Cadillacs in Europe now.
I'm sure they're going to have a hard time driving on those small, narrow streets they have in Europe.
Right?
Because I'm a Cadillac guy.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What year? What year do you have?
Well, I've had a number of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, right now I'm driving a big BMW 750, but
I had a 71
I'm a big sedan guy.
I had a 71 Cadillac.
Really?
A white Cadillac.
I like the really old ones. I had the fins.
I worked at a 60s? Cadillac dealer.
Yeah.
I was a parts guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. In Milwaukee.
Well, those things were very reliable. You probably didn't sell many parts.
No, no, yeah, well, no, that's not true. That's not true at all. But CJ, Catherine's threw in her club that she remembers seeing, the Club de Wash. That was a fantastic building,
wasn't it? It burned down, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the barber's closet?
Down.
The barber's closet downstairs? Yeah. Oh, man.
Someone probably needed some insurance money.
Well, maybe.
Maybe so.
Well, that was a great place to go, though. That was the premier club.
Remember the club's Tomfoolery?
Oh, yeah.
Tomfoolery's on Grand Canyon.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was one out by Easttown, too.
Oh, there was.
Out there.
The thing is, that was Bally's Tomfoolery, and I was with a radio station that promoted Bally's Tomfoolery,
sure.
and we opened up all of the gaming that you could play there, and then it just folded like a year later.
Doug's texting Bunkies. Remember Bunkies?
That's on Regent in Park.
Yeah.
Yes, that was a big place.
Yeah.
That was a fun place. That's
where I saw Spooner most of the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're
all right,
time tripping.
Hey, this is great, man. It's good. It's really good talking to you about other things.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wanted to call you guys. Just
all right, man.
That we can have a lighthearted conversation. And I really do enjoy your guys' show.
Well, thank you, CJ.
I just wanted to let you know that.
All right, thank you. Good deal, man.
Even though I don't agree with you much.
That's fine. We can agree to disagree. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Well,
yeah.
And I like the fact that we're always right.
There you went.
And you're always wrong.
All right. I like how you say that after we hang up.
I just cut them off and then reframe it.
Oh,
boy.
We're getting a bunch of messages here.
We are.
Everybody's time-tripping through what, you know, remember this bar, remember that bar.
Apparently
there's more information about Church Key, but it's so small. Dom, can you read any of that?
church key. It just says permanently closed. And
already?
That's, yeah, permanently closed. Church key. 4.1 stars.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
Is there? Do you have other things there, don't you?
Like,
Robert,
did CJ just say he has a BMW? Somebody is remarking. Cody has that. And no, Doug said bunkies. Yeah, I think we got them all.
Oh, it's Jerry Jeff. What is that?
Oh, Jerry Jeff Walker played a benefit at the Park Ponderosa Ballroom in the early 90s. My band opened for him. He broke a string on his acoustic, so he finished the set playing My Electric Hollow Body. Nice guy. That's from Daddy-O in Windsor.
Pretty cool, man. That's a great story.
Daddy-O. Yeah.
Jerry Jeff was just a great songwriter and singer. Just always one of my favorites. Okay. Absolutely.
It is 7:48. When we come back, we've got some leftovers.
We
right?
do. Yes, we have more stories.
We've got plenty of stories with John and Gordy on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Dead, Hoffman House, Bunkies, Club to Wash, now the Church Key, calling it quits.
Well, remember the Capitol Hill Supper Club out on Verona Road. That was Holter.
Holter. Yes, that was Tom Holter's
there you go.
Place.
Yeah.
He hung out there
where,
a lot.
That's where...
Capitol Hill Supper Club, yeah.
Who was the guy who did the song for us?
Okay, here we go again.
Well, he did the John and Gordy...
Russ Laniello.
Russ Laniello.
Russ Laniello.
Yeah, he had the cassettes.
He used to play there all the time.
And he would sing the songs.
Yes, it was great.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so... Yes, we're tripping back through time.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Where's
those
the time
were great
tunnel?
Places.
We should have taken the time tunnel.
We should have
this
taken
one.
The time
I think
tunnel.
We do have it. When we
oh, here
have
comes
the time tunnel.
Hey,
have
good
the
morning.
Time tunnel?
Yeah, we
hey.
Have the
vibe.
Here,
it's so exhausting.
Let's hear it.
Grab a microphone. Yeah, some
we're
going to
go into the time tunnel.
What do we got? Oh, the time tunnel. Yeah, let's go back. Let's go back in time.
Two American scientists are lost
John
in
the
swirling maze of past and future ages.
Right?
During the first experiments on America's greatest and most secret project, the Time Tunnel.
Look at all the clubs going by. Oh, no, they're all out of business.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, well. Okay.
Headliners, the Church Key, the Treehouse, the Hoffman House, Bunkies, Club to Watch. Yeah, all part of history now.
Not remember you, though. You're still here.
Yeah.
Wow.
You remember the Club to Watch, right?
Oh, I loved that.
What about
place
the barber's closet downstairs?
That, when that burned, I was shocked.
Oh, we were just devastated.
So
I know.
Popular.
Yeah,
so
it was a great place
adorable,
to just go.
Dark. Well,
yeah.
Corners everywhere to go.
No one's talking about
in.
The crystal. That's still there, though.
Yes. Yeah, that was my bar. That was my go-to bar when I lived here.
Yeah.
But the Club to Watch, they had a blues jam, I think, every Monday. I'm pretty sure. And that was a great scene, too.
Yeah. You were upstairs, weren't you, most of the
I
time?
Think so,
in the dance hall?
Dancing.
Oh, yeah.
You're a dancer.
Yeah,
what was that place called?
I don't know. Which one?
Rods or something? Is that was that upstairs?
Oh God!
I forgot about that place.
Can't
no,
you talked about
no,
Rod.
I didn't go in there.
Wasn't your scene?
Not my scene, but I do remember Bogies at the Hill.
Oh yeah,
that was a huge. Yeah. That was a big place.
Yeah, and what's there in there now?
Well, Target, department store.
Okay.
We went to the Bombay, but, you know, they didn't have live
Bombay
acts.
Bicycle Club.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
I got thrown out of the Marriott.
Excellent.
The disco at the Marriott. I complained that it was women's night, and I said I thought it was unfair that they
kind of
gave
are you?
drink breaks.
No wonder
to
you didn't
women.
Get married until over 30. Jesus.
I thought it was sexist. I thought it was very sexist. And I complained to the manager, and the manager kicked us out.
Well, good.
I wasn't backing down.
The Marriott by you, yes, over on the west side, by the Beltline?
Yep. I almost remember that as a news story or something. That's just so you, John. So you.
Well, I was fighting for men's rights.
Linda from Middleton chimes in. Free hot lunch at Club DeWash.
Was there really?
Oh, yeah, free that was lunch. It. Yeah. Yep.
Get it here early.
The 602 Club.
The 602. My angst-filled
the
bar.
The artist bar.
Oh, that was from my neighbors. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Now everybody is getting in on the action.
We definitely struck a nerve here.
Don't forget about
like.
The Prime Quarter and the Avenue.
Oh, the Avenue
Sergio's
Bar.
Sergio's from CJ.
Wait, the Avenue Bar's gone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Well, there's something else in there.
There
but,
is.
Prime Quarter, you know, you could go in and you could cook your own steaks.
No.
Yes.
No, yeah, they had great steaks.
Oh, wow.
You go in
Middleton, it says, Linda from Middleton says, Middleton had an 18-year-old bar on University Avenue. I don't remember that. That was before I moved here.
Oh, you could go if you're 18.
What was it? Yeah, you could, yeah.
Was that the Boar's Head?
Oh,
or
good one.
I can't remember. I know. Oh, the club. Which? One of the great clubs.
Oh, Middleton?
The yeah, club. In Middleton.
Oh, is it College Club?
No, it was just called the club.
Just yeah.
Huh.
And, it's still closed.
And Moose.
Moose
owned it, and he sold it, and it hasn't opened since.
Yeah. We have so many old things.
Knob Hill, Bob says.
I remember yesterday.
What?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Atwood Fest.
Yes.
And Saturday. That was unforgettable. You guys got introduced to Fat Function.
Fat Function,
yes.
Yeah.
I missed VO5 Saturday night.
Yeah.
I mean, I just couldn't believe the quality of the music and the quantity of people.
Yeah,
and
it
yet
wonderful.
It wasn't, you weren't bumping into people. There wasn't like an aisle you could still walk through, but it was thousands of people.
I had no idea that people were cheering me on to throw those T-shirts into the crowd. By the way, you caught a really good picture of it, you know, with a T-shirt in midair.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's just fantastic. Boy.
Oh, God, that was a day.
Yeah, you can check it out on the Facebook, 92.7 WMDX Facebook.
Okay.
And all the photos of you guys on stage are there.
Nice. Oh, excellent.
Nice. Really awesome. Well, they wanted us to sing, but that was not going to happen.
Yeah, we couldn't do that because, you know, union rules.
We didn't know the words.
Jim from Madison mentions Rusty's. I don't remember Rusty's.
Yeah, I remember Rusty's. Sure.
Where was it?
Do
you remember?
Okay,
you think about that. We'll think about this.
Was that off the Beltline?
Rusty's. Could be. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They are family-owned and community-focused. They help people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Call them today, 608-249-4077, or check out their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They've helped out John Peterson. They've helped out me. They can help you out, too. Go to madisonhearingaidcenter.com.
Yeah, okay. it makes it harder when you're with a lot of people that are saying really horrible things about liberals and pro-democratic people.
What are you talking about?
Because when they say negative things, you know, before the hearing aids, we could act like we didn't hear them.
I see.
Now,
now
we can ask our AI in our hearing aids to tune them out. Because it's tuning me out, man.
Okay. Thank you for that little trip through the weeds. I don't know where you're going with that. But guess what? We're out of time, so there's no way you can explain it to us anymore. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. We hope you have a great day.
Night.
We'll be here tomorrow morning. We hope you join us too, 22 hours from now.
Luther's Blues.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Have a great day. So long.
Rusters.
Yes.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.